Welcome to Talks from the Bible. When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Matthew 8:1-3. Jesus had been on the mountain delivering his sermon. As he descended from the mountain, a leper approached him seeking cleansing. The leper's word was, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Here is an expression of great faith. This leper had a vile disease that caused him to be separated from everyone. He is willing to approach Jesus with a faith that Jesus has the power to heal him. Many times faith is lost in such a great ordeal. The illnesses and tragedies of life do oftentimes cause one to doubt rather than believe. Many people have difficulty accepting the hard moments of living. In the midst of overwhelming loss, Job responded, The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Job 1:1. The leper understood that his only source of healing was in Christ. His faith said, If thou wilt. Faith yields to the will of God. In his great hour of trial, Jesus prayed, Not as I will, but as thou wilt. Matthew 26:39. Jesus healed the leper. But as you and I well know, not every bad situation in our life is removed. Is our request, If thou wilt. God wants us to believe in the calm as well as in the storm. God wants us to trust in the valley as well as on the mountain. The leper is an example of faith that works. Jesus gave him what he needed as well as what he wanted. Faith helps us to understand that Jesus will always give us what we need, but may not always give us what we want. At the heart of every request that was made of Christ was faith. Jesus requires that we believe. God wants us to trust. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Isaiah 26:4. Our trust in God's will bless our life with peace and calm. One of the blessings of trust is contentment. But contentment must be learned by enduring the difficulties of life. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. Philippians 4:11. This contentment persuaded the preacher that I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Philippians 4:13. Oh, remember, if thou wilt. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.